From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday will have more to say about the historic Iran nuclear deal. He holds a news conference at the White House to continue promoting the agreement. You can listen to the president's comments live on the air or on the web at voanews.com, beginning at 17 hours Universal Time. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, as well as other world leaders, disagree with President Obama's assessment that the deal was reached in Iran and world powers on Tuesday. He contends it cut off all pathways Iran has to develop a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, that deal may be a win for President Obama, but it's a major loss for oil-producing Nigeria. VOA's Chris Stein reports.
The towers of banks and conglomerates punctuate the skyline of Nigeria's commercial hub, Lagos. But it's oil that keeps Africa's largest economy running. Sales of crude make up about 70% of government revenue. The nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and a group of six nations would, among other things, ease the international economic sanctions imposed on the country. That would mean Iran would have greater access to markets for the 3.1 million barrels of crude oil it produces every day. A drop in oil prices could not come at a worse time for President Buhari. He campaigned on expensive promises like destroying the Boko Haram insurgent group, rebuilding Nigeria's war-torn northeast, and rehabilitating the country's derelict oil refineries. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
Greek lawmakers are set to vote Wednesday on tough new bailout legislation as Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is pressing lawmakers to support harsh reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for badly needed cash. These members of parliament are spending the first part of the day discussing the bill and vote afterwards. VOA News. Ukrainian officials say eight soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded from Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning. It's a sign of intensifying violence between government forces and pro-Russia rebels. Three Ukrainian soldiers were killed by shelling, and five others died in a landmine explosion in the Luhansk area. That's according to the National Security and Defense Council. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. China has arrested 20 foreign tourists who were traveling the country as part of a trip sponsored by a South Africa-based religious humanitarian organization, according to the group. In a Facebook post, the Gift of the Givers organization said 10 South Africans, 9 Britons, and 1 Indian national were arrested at the Erdos Airport in China's Inner Mongolia Friday. 11 of the tourists have been released, according to a statement, and 9 others remain detained without charge. They were arrested for watching unspecified propaganda videos. Meanwhile, China tightly regulates foreign missionary and increasingly foreign charity-based activities. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed the group's political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek an end to the 14-year-old war. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban chief Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Muslim Eid festival justifying the group's war in Afghanistan. But his statement Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy and is part of efforts aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan. Therefore, Mullah Omar says the Taliban's political endeavors as well as its interactions with Afghans and foreign countries are aimed at bringing an end to the so-called occupation and to establish an independent Islamic system. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
China's economy grew at a slightly faster than expected pace in the latest quarter, according to official data released by Beijing Wednesday. The second quarter growth rate of 7% is equal to that of the previous quarter, but China's slowest quarterly rate of expansion since early 2009. In a sign of persisting volatility, Chinese stocks Wednesday dropped nearly 2% by midday. The Switzerland-based team attempting to fly a solar-powered plane around the world says the flight has been suspended until next April because of irreparable damage to its batteries. The team says the batteries on the Solar Impulse 2 overheated during its five-day flight from Nagoya, Japan to Honolulu, Hawaii on June 30th. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.